the younger generation, cause their blood turns cold. Running around, acting out of control. Gotta take your time, my young mind, you gotta hold. Oh Lord, have mercy. Welcome back to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. This is Tammy Banglu. I'm here with my co-host, Manuel Criollo. The mayor of Hiroshima actually is not feeling so well. So joining us on the line right now is Aaron Tovish, the International Campaign Manager for the Mayors of Peace Campaign.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Aaron, how are you doing?
Thank you. So, hi, I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Okay. So we're having you on to talk a bit about the Mayors for Peace campaign, but also to talk about the event where the mayor will be speaking tonight at the Japanese National Museum. But to begin, why don't we start off, tell us a little bit about your 100 strong delegation to fight for peace.
Yes. Last year, we had a sort of vanguard delegation that went to one of the meetings that was preparing for the Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference that's going to be held in May of this year, in other words, next month, in a few weeks, less than a week. Time is flying. We have 100 mayors now coming in to look in on the work of the governments that are parties to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is essentially all the governments in the world except for India, Pakistan, Israel, and North Korea. And, of course, we're extremely worried about the situation with proliferation, but we link it directly to the lack of progress on nuclear disarmament itself, because the treaty's very premise was that countries would restrain from getting nuclear weapons. And the countries that already had them, the five nuclear powers way back in the 1960s, that they would proceed towards nuclear disarmament in this stabilized environment where no one else was getting them. And now we have the problem that other countries are getting them, and the ones that have them are continuing to develop new weapons. And this is just simply unacceptable.
I mean, this is a real difficult dance here because we're talking about the United States government, and oftentimes the U.S. has used the language of nuclear non-proliferation as a way to really hinder and attack and interfere into the sovereignty of autonomous nation states, and so or to heavily militarize and using 9/11 to help heavily militarize our borders.
Yes, Mayors for Peace is going to be taking part. In fact, I've been accorded the honor of leading march from the United Nations to Central Park on May 1st. The rally there has been organized by a coalition of the United for Peace and Justice, which has been sort of the main group opposing the invasion of Iraq, and a group called Abolition Now, which has been campaigning alongside the mayors for a long time now to promote the elimination of nuclear weapons. So the link between nuclear weapons and counter-proliferation war, and I'll put counter-proliferation in quotes because often the motive for the war is perhaps far removed from the proliferation issue and closer to maybe economic issues or geopolitical, strategic, national interest calculations.
Well, Aaron, in our last couple minutes, why don't you tell us about this event tonight at the Japanese American National Museum that's being sponsored by the Physicians for Social Responsibility, and close with your campaign on the universal program for the complete elimination of nuclear proliferation.
Well, Mayor Akiba, who's the president of the Mayors for Peace, which is a network of 900 cities from over 100 countries around the world, we'll be speaking at the Japanese American National Museum this evening in a reception setting. In other words, he'll speak briefly and he'll take questions. He's on his way via Mexico City and several other U.S. cities to New York, where this delegation that we mentioned earlier will be advocating that the world should set the goal of completely eliminating all nuclear weapons by the year 2020, and that this conference in particular should establish a negotiating forum where everyone puts all of their materials, all of their weapons on the table and agrees that they are going to work out a program. And we've given them, in our proposal, we give them 5 years to work out a comprehensive program for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons, which should be implemented in 10 years. Such that we have achieved the goal by 2020.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron. Again, everybody should head out 8 p.m. at the Japanese National Museum on 1st and Alameda. Well, we'd like to We'd like to thank our guests, Ruben Solis, Raul Zabecki, and Aaron Tovish. And we'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, our engineer, Maggie LaPeak. Today we had music from Brown Felice, Ali Shahid Muhammad, Los Wild Wilds, and protest music from Venezuela. You've been listening to Voices from the Frontlines, and if you're interested in this show or past shows, check out our website at www.thestrategycenter.org. Stay tuned with a live interview from Ward Churchill on Beneath the Surface.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, which is on the Frontline edition, heard Monday afternoons from 4 to 5. On this we're supported, KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Jerry Quigley sitting in for Susie Wiseman.